Now let's go to another advanced feature. Go to Your Tool Set and then Add Tracker. Your Tool Set and then Add Tracker. This is very important that you know the results of where you put an advertisement, or you can track around your website to see which area gets more people to buy things. And this is how you do it. So if you scroll down, again, this is one of those modules that if you haven't set anything up, you won't see exactly what I do right off the bat. But what we want to do is get to the point where you see something that says maybe track new campaign, or create new, or create new campaign, something like that. And let me give you the overview of what a campaign is. Let's say you decided you wanted to put an ad on somebody's website for your product, but you wanted to see if that ad was worth it or not. You would use this module to create a special link specifically for that ad. So that link is only going to be used on that website in that particular ad. When someone would click on that link at that other person's website, this module will track how many people clicked on it and how many people purchased. So this is very powerful information to have. I'll give you an example of some of the things I've learned from that. For instance, I have right now, as we look at this, I have an ad running on Google for wedding speeches. This is a pay-per-click ad. I can see right now from my results here that 6,964 people have clicked on that ad, resulting in 73 sales for $1,455.75 in income. All right, here we go. 6,964 clicked, 73 bought, brought in $1,455 roughly, which when you divide the number of people into the number of people that clicked, when you divide the number of people that bought into the number of people that clicked, you get a 1% conversion ratio. Not great, but not too shabby either. And that resulted in a cost or a income per click. So if you counted up everybody that came over there and divided it by the amount of money that brought in, everybody that I can send to that site from that Google ad was worth to me 21 cents. Now only 73 people bought, but we're looking at the ratios here so that we can predict in the future if this ad is worth it or not. Now, when I go over to Google and find out that I'm only paying, I think, between 6 and 9 cents per click, and the clicks are worth 21 cents per click, I can see that this is a profitable ad. It cost me 6 cents to bring in 21 cents. Well, if that was the case, how many of those clicks would you buy? As many as you could, right? So that's one example. Now, let's go to a different example where I took an ad on a major bride site, which you would think would be totally targeted towards wedding stuff, which it is, and think would be really, really great place to advertise, wouldn't you? Well, here's what I found from that ad. Let's see where the, here we go. I won't tell you the name of the site, but 1,110 people clicked on the ad I had there, which resulted in 5 sales for $104.90, which was only 0.5% conversion ratio, which was only half as good as the general Google search engine ad. And I found out that the value per click to me was only 9 cents. Well, you'd think if I was paying 9 cents or 6 cents per click, that would be okay, at least break even. Well, no, it wasn't even close, because the cost per click at that site was 30 cents, which I thought, since it was so targeted, I'd make way more than that. But this turned out to be a massively losing proposition. Well, if I didn't know that from these statistics right off the bat, I may continue that ad for a long time, because I didn't know that it was losing money like crazy. Now, I caught it. I decided to let it go for at least 1,000 clicks to check it out, and found out that it wasn't worth it. So I dropped that ad immediately, saving me a lot of money. I had another ad over there that got 906 clicks, 0.6 conversion rate, 5 sales for $63.85, worth only 7 cents per click. So I was losing 23 cents per click on the one ad, and on the other ad that I first told you about, 21 cents per click. So this kind of information can tell you if things are worth it or not. And for instance, the Google ad, I'm going to let that run as, you know, just keep on smoking, baby, because it's so profitable. But any other ads I try, I'll know immediately if they're profitable or not. That's what this module is for. And in some of the conversion ratios, the highest one I have is a 33.3% on one of these, which is great. I got a 6.7% on one, and it varies. Anything 3, 4, 5% is great. So that's what most of them are. Okay, now let's go down to how to use this thing. First of all, you give it a campaign name. The name of the campaign would be not something the customer would see, just something that reminds you exactly what's going on here. So I might put Google wedding speech ad. So I know that it's from Google and it's on the keyword like wedding speech to drive them to the wedding speech site. So that reminds me what it is. Then it has an area that says destination URL. Well, I will put the website that the wedding book is on there in there. Then when you click save, it generates a link for you. Go ahead and try it. You can pause if you want to try this. And now that link is the link that goes on that very specific ad over at Google. Now, let's say you could put it somewhere else. Let's say you decide to advertise in Great Speaking eZine, and you wanted to see if it was worth it. You'd put the ad campaign, Great Speaking eZine, and maybe put the issue that it was going to go in, or the month, and generate a link. Now, that link would go in your classified ad in Great Speaking eZine, which, again, would tell you how many people clicked and how many people bought. Would tell you right away whether it was worth it or not, because it you'll know the cost of the ad compared to the amount of money it brought in. If the ad made money for you, you could run it again. If it lost money for you, you'd know you didn't want to do that. So this ad tracking is an extremely powerful tool to let you know if things are working or if they're not working.